It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center Baseball, being joined by head coach Pat Brown Jr. after the Spartans defeated South Hardin 10-1 on the road. I'll let coach get a look at some of the unofficial stats here. Again, 10-1, you guys were able to jump on them really really early in the top of the first inning. What's kind of your take on how your team was able to pretty much leave no doubt here tonight in what ended up being kind of a crucial conference win for you guys?
Well, I just think the fact that, you know, we took batting practice inside. We've got a great little cage in the air-conditioned gym. You know, the kids were literally cool, and they knew they had a big game coming up. They took care of business in the gym, and then they came here, and obviously pleasantly surprised on how well we performed tonight against a team that's been pretty hot. They've won, what, 7 in a row or something like that?
11.
11. See, there you go. To get a chance to play a team that's got a winning record, that's hot, and we haven't had a lot of those opportunities. And then I think, again, tonight when we did, it just kind of shows to what kind of team we've got right now.
So your BP must have really paid off before you headed over this direction, because again, 5 runs in that top of the first inning, and it didn't take too many swings of the bat to do so. When you're coming in against a team that, you know, had won 11 straight games and was on such a hot streak like that, how important of a factor was that, you think, to be able to jump on them early like that and kind of have those guys searching for answers, you know, literally the entire game?
Well, you know, Pete Lebo, he's one that tonight just had a phenomenal night. You know, he's played a lot of baseball. He's done a great job behind the plate for us catching. And he came up, and it's easy to get a hit when it's 10-0, but he came up in opportunities, and he drove the ball, hit the ball hard when we needed to score some runs. And that was really refreshing to see. I challenged the guys a little bit towards the bottom end of the order that we can't rely on Judd, Riker, and Brody to score all the time. And, we're going to play a good Wapsie Valley game tomorrow, our team tomorrow that's rated. They've won a lot of ball games too. And hopefully that these guys can take what they did tonight and carry that over tomorrow. Coach Jaroski, he's a student of the game. He loves to watch videos. He's really good with numbers, lots of stats stuff. So he'll be studying up on Wapsie. He'll study up on what we did tonight. But, you know, he's a really good hitting coach, and I think that's kind of his hard work is starting to show, because the kids are buying in. You know, listening to these guys, you know, with interviews, clearly this isn't the first interview they've given. They've had so much success and so many other things, and I say that all the time. But, you know, it's really, really nice to see that group of guys come together that necessarily in the school, you maybe in the hallway, or, you know, might not hang out nearly as much as what some of them would, but they've really combined, they've gelled. I heard a parent say, hey, go have some friends with your buddies, and they kind of snickered and laughed about that, but it's so true. You know, these are the best days of their lives, and they're making the best of it. So hopefully we can give these guys, especially those seniors, a good run.
Judge Jarovsky had another spectacular outing, 9 strikeouts, not a single walk issued, and no runs given up, just 3 hits unofficially as well. What can you say about that guy? Obviously, he's one of those guys that has done so much here at Grundy Center, obviously making a name for himself on the baseball field, especially on the mound here this season.
Well, I think the challenge is when you have a guy like Judd, and Tate was the same way, and Braden Sawyer, we've had guys that have pitched, and they're so dominant that when you go and you play defense, you kind of get a little bit, you know, complacent. You're just out there, and then all of a sudden the ball will just blow up on you. You know, Ethan came in at shortstop as a sophomore, filled in for Judd, and he had some balls hit at him and made some really good plays at shortstop there. So, you know, the thing of it is when you're out there, you can't just rely on your guy to strike out the side and strike out guys. So, I mean, he did have 9 strikeouts, but obviously those guys were ready behind him. You know, they played the play. They made the plays for him, behind him, and you know, if you make the routine plays at this level of baseball, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to win. And then one of the sayings that we've been saying, you know, we've got our catchphrases: gritty beats pretty. But more games are lost than won, and I think the kids are starting to realize that. That, you know, the other night at East Marshall, we kind of got down a little bit. It was even Steven for the longest time. And the years have passed, a lot of those teams would have just said, okay, you know, they'd be content and maybe give up. where this team doesn't have any give up whatsoever.
Offensively, you did mention Pete Lebo, a couple other guys with key contributions. Brody Zinkula, team high 3 hits. Riker Thorne, a team high 2 RBIs. So when it comes to some of those other guys at the plate here tonight, I guess who else do you kind of want to recognize for their efforts?
Well, you know, Ryder Slifer's been struggling a little bit. He kind of got jobbed out of some RBIs, but he hit the ball hard. Didn't know if it was going to be gone, if he was going to be caught. Riker, who's typically a tremendous base runner, kind of got hung up a little bit. Cheated Ryder on an RBI there. But, you know, not a lot of strikeouts. I don't know how many guys we K'd.
We got it somewhere here. Here we go. Yeah, just four strikeouts, excuse me.
But, I mean, you're looking at 4 strikeouts on a team that's won 11 games in a row. So they've got some really good pitching. But I don't really recall of any major strikeouts at a bad, bad time. Mm-hmm. You know, not guys looking but yeah, I mean, we put the ball in play, and they played. I mean, to South Harden's credit, they played good defense. You know, they didn't make a lot of errors. We just we had the timely hits with Pete's hits. Judd was hot at the bat. But I honestly think one of the things that I probably enjoy as much as anything with this team is I love to watch them run the bases. I love the stolen bases. I mean, you get on first, and it's okay. Here you hit, and they know that we're going. They just got to stop it. I mean, that makes it fun. You go, you stretch a base on ball to a double, or an infield single to a double, and then all of a sudden, then we come up with that Pete's hit to the outfield, and we score. So, you know, it's fun. Small ball. We've never, in my 8 years here, we've never hit for power, never hit home runs. We just run the bases really well and put the ball in play and let things happen.
All right, just a couple questions left for you here. You had mentioned the gritty beats pretty saying. I know the GBP, that's your hashtag on your Twitter account.
Yeah.
If you can kind of just expand on that and why that's something that you guys kind of hang your hat on.
So Coach Jurowski doesn't have many faults. One of his faults is he's a Nebraska fan. He's a Cornhusker. He graduated from there, so I guess I really can't complain much because he is a graduate. But he stole that from their baseball program, Gritty Beats Pretty. And I think it's just a testimony for the kind of guys that we have. You know, because we have so many multi-sport athletes, we don't have a lot of guys that are just grinding out travel ball and focused on fall ball and spring ball and all this other stuff. And we go out there and we just put grit. I mean, Ryder Slifer right there. I mean, I know one play for sure. He basically just hockey goalied a ball. It picked it up and went and stepped on the base. So we might not look necessarily pretty at times, but that grit overcomes that, and that's where those more games are lost than won. And we've bought into that, and we challenge the kids. It's like, hey, guys, you're not very gritty right now. You're trying to be way too pretty. You got to get gritty. And it's like that little check on them, and they check themselves, and they realize that Spartan baseball needs to be played a particular way, and that we're going to go hard, we're going to sacrifice our body, we're doing it for the next man up, and just that type of mentality.
All right, last question before I will let you get out of here after that, but when it comes to, you know, attacking the second half of June here, you know, postseason right around the corner after that, what are going to be the ultimate X factors for this team, you know, going down this last stretch of the regular season to make sure you're, you know, full steam ahead once July hits?
Well, I think, you know, we've kind of set into a rotation where we've got enough guys that can throw. We got to get a couple of guys a little bit healthier, and then we got to get some guys out of that midseason rut, kind of get them hitting the ball again. And then, you know, just get her locked in, not take those 4 conference games we left yet. You know, AGWSR, they would love nothing more to bump us off. Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, you know, teams like that, they can come back and get you. And not overlook them when we're looking at Wapsie Valley and Roland Story and some of the other teams, Denver down the road. You know, we've got a lot of good baseball teams to play ahead of us. And, you know, just stay with that day-by-day mentality. And when we can do that, I mean, half these guys don't know what they want for supper when they get home, right? So how do we know what they're going to want to do for the next game or the next game or the next game? So, you know, we have a regiment. We stick with it. We do what we do, and winners win.
All right, Granite Center Baseball Coach Pat Brown Jr., thank you so much for the time tonight.
You betcha. Thank you.